We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Yotes. We begin on the bottom of your Chesmen Beis, 8 lines up from the bottom of the Yamed. Here the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is, the whole previous daf discussed the halacha of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, which was from a previous daf in the Braisa, that there was a three-way machlokes regarding the halachas of Tumah relating to mashkin to beverages, both regards to them acquiring Tumah and for them transmitting Tumah. So the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were that the halacha is that mashkin could be metami other things min hatar, but only oichim nakeim. So the Gemara on the previous daf and daf Yotches discussed what is the source for Rabbi Yossi. It says it was from his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, and that was a whole discussion on Oman Alf and Amid Beis, showing how the drasha of Rabbi Yossi was the same drasha as Rabbi Kiva, which was from Yitmo Yitame, that it says in the Pasuk that food items, and similarly Rabbi Yossi's drasha regarding beverages, that they are Yitmo, and therefore it says in the way of not Tame, but rather Yitmo, that Yitame could also convey Tumah to other things. The Gemara concluded the last discussion on the bottom of Yotchem's Amid Beis, right before where our current daf begins, asked the question that how could it be that Rabbi Yossi was going in the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe, whereas we find that Rava says clearly that regarding the transmission of Tumah, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva when he says that a Sheni makes a Shlisha in Chulin, and Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi regarding a different halacha of Revi Bakoidish from Kavachema, which both halachas we're going to discuss in the current daf. However, the Gemara had asked, so how does Rabbi Yossi say that Mashkin will be able to convey Tumah to other things? The only source for that is the pasuk of Yitma, that Yitame. Now that pasuk itself is talking about when the mashkin is the sheni, because it's talking about that the sheretz came into the airspace of the klicheres, sheretz the avatam, and the klicheres becomes a rishon, then the mashkin becomes a sheni. We're saying it's being metam other things, which it doesn't say just by truma, by anything, which would be even by chulin, that sheni makes a shlisha by chulin. So therefore, how can Rava say that Rabbi Yossi is not like Rabbi Kiva regarding this halach of Shein making a Shlisha Bechulin, when clearly, if he says that Mashkin could be metam other things in that Torah, he obviously holds the concept of Shlisha, Shein as a Shlisha Bechulin. Tosfos Gemara had answered, which is right where Gemara is going to start right now, that this was what Rabbi Yossi was saying based on the interpretation of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. On the first half of the Pasuk, told about Machalim, that it says Yitma, to say that Machalim could be metam in Mashkin, min hatayra into a shlishi, then he would say the same thing in the second half of the pasuk. But however, Rabbi Yossi himself actually does not hold like that. When it said in that brisa, Rabbi Yossi b'shem and oimrim, that it could be metame oichlim, that when the mashkin could be metame other things min hatayra, it was going in the opinion of his rabbi. But he himself does not, as the Gemara will demonstrate that right now. To which is where our current daf begins. Amalei of Ashilu of Kahana. In discussing this halacha of Rabbi that he said that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva his rabbi, and Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, his student, in this arena of halacha, which the Gemara discusses. Bishlam Rabbi Yossi leis avol like Rabbi Kiva. It's very well understood that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like the halacha of Rabbi Kiva, that he says that a sheni can make a shlisha bechulin, as we explained before, because the pasuk over there of Yitma is what in which he makes that drasha is talking about a sheni item, and that it can be telling other things. Obviously, it can make a shlisha bechulin. Where do we find that Rabbi Yossi clearly does not hold of this halacha? The time, like we learned in the Braisa, the Gemara goes through a complicated cheshbon of explaining Rabbi Yossi's halacha, which this is the one that the Gemara is going to demonstrate Rabbi Kiva does not hold to this one, and this actually is from the halacha where we find he does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, that it says, how do you know a fourth level, a revi, by kodesh, which that's only by kodeshim, not by truma, not by chulin, that it becomes possible? Through the Gemara says, "Bidino, it's a kavochaim, Rabbi Yossi will show that a kodesh will become a level revi from the following kavochaim. That is, a ma mechusi kippurim. Just like we find by someone that's mechusi kippurim, which is someone that is still missing his karbon, so although he had levels of tahara, but the following day when he's supposed to bring a karbon, that was not brought yet. Shemuta b'truma, someone that's mechusi kippurim, that he's already permitted in Truma, as Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechet Yevam as the Perek Ayin Dalam Abayis from Sukkim, that the order is that there's many levels of phases of Tahara. When the person immerses in the mikveh and comes right out of the mikveh, immediately they're permitted in Meiser. When there's what's called Harav Shemesh, when the sun sets, then the person's already allowed to eat Truma, even though they're Mechotzi Kippurim, that they didn't bring their carbon yet from the following day, as the Pasuk says, Uvah HaShemesh B'tir, that when the sun sets, then the person becomes pure. V'achol Yechem HaKachim, then they can eat from Kachim, which the Gemara there explains doesn't mean Kachim of Hektish, rather it's a reference to Truma. So you see that a Mechotzi Kippurim, although they didn't bring their carbon yet, however, they're already going to be permitted with Truma once the sun sets. Yet, Pasul B'Kaidish, a person that did not bring their kapar yet, they're not allowed to partake from kachim yet. As the Gemara there learns from v'chiper aleha kohen b'tahara, when the kohen will provide the atonement, meaning that the carbon will be brought, then there will be tahara, which it sounds like that up until then, there is going to be a level of tumah, which is that the person cannot partake from kachim. So therefore, if that's the case, then mechusik purim again is permitted in truma, but it's possible by kachim, shlishi shepasal b'truma. So something that's a shlishi, which is only pasal in truma. And this is the idea where we find that the Rabbanan, which we're going to say like Rabbi Yisi, that argue on Rabbi Kiva, that is they say that the shlishi is only pasal in truma, not by chulin. And they learn that from a kavo chaymer from tful yoyim. And that is just like we find by tful yoyim, which is somebody that he immersed in the mikvah but didn't have hev shemesh yet, which they permitted in chulin, which because even permitted with meiser after the tefillah before hev shemesh. But the person is still forbidden with truma. So a sheni, which is possible by chulin, because we said everyone agrees that at least a sheni could make a chulin. The question, the machlokes is regarding a shlishi. So it's definite that it would create a shlishi by truma, and this is how it's learned in Masechta Saita and the Perek Kshem Shamayim Baitkim, that the Gemara explains this kavul chaymer regarding that we say that definitely a shlishi will invalidate by truma, because if a sheni is something that will be possible by chulin, and therefore, if we find by tful yoyim, which is not possible by chulin, yet it will make a problem for truma. So definitely, a sheni, which is a problem by chulin, will definitely create a shlishi by truma. And a similar explanation we'll explain shortly in the Gemara. So if we find a shlishi that's possible by truma, again, as we just said, we learned it out from a tful yoyim. So definitely it's kavachaymer that is going to create a kavachaymer from the case of mechusik kippurim, which is muta by truma, yet it's possible by kodesh. So if a shlishi, which is possible by truma, which shows that the shlishi on some level is more chomer than the mechusik kippurim, so definitely it's going to create a revi by kodesh. Now there's a question that's obviously a bothersome over here, because although mechusik kippurim is permitted by truma, but it's possible by kodesh. However, where do we find that it's going to be a revi? In other words, yes, it'll create a problem to make it into a shlishi. But who said that now, based on this kavu chaymer, that we find, well, a shlishi that's worse than mechusik kippurim, that it makes a problem for truma, definitely it's going to make a problem by kodesh. Correct. So kodesh definitely is going to be aser. But who said it's going to take it even a step further, or a revi? And that's what the Gemara comes to explain right now. V'lemanu, and we learned, shlishi b'kodesh min ha-Torah. To tell us that a kodesh is a problem by shlishi, that I have a pasuk from already. In other words, what the Gemara is asking, essentially, without saying it, is that there's a problem of what's called daye lovim min ha-din li'is kenidan. That is, even if you're going to say a kavu chaymer, but you can't make it more, although it definitely seems like it's a worse category, you can't make it more than what you're learning it out from. So therefore, just like by truma, yes, a shlishi is going to be a problem by truma, but not more than that. It's not going to be a problem by revi. So yes, shlishi can make a problem by truma. So definitely it makes a problem for kodesh, because if we find by mechusik kippurim, which is not a problem by truma, makes a problem by kodesh, definitely a shlishi, which does make a problem by truma, is definitely going to make a problem by kodesh. But maybe it shouldn't be more than a shlishi, just like we find by truma. That's what you're learning it out from. And that is what the Gemara is coming to respond, that's not the case. That if what we wanted to tell you was that the kodesh is going to be a problem by shlishi, I wouldn't need a kavu chaymer, because in that Torah we already have a source for a shlishi, and therefore vervim a kavu chaymer. So that's why when the kavu chaymer is teaching us a lesson, it must be telling us that kodesh is going to be a problem even by revi. And that is, as the Gemara in the second parak in Baba Kama tells us, that wherever, if you said dayoy, the kavu chaymer would not pertain. Then we don't say kavu. Then we don't say dayoy. We don't say that you can't learn out more than what you're learning it out from, because if the kavu chaymer, which is here, is telling me that if truma is a problem, my shlishi definitely is kodesh, and it would be telling me only what I would know from truma, which is only shlishi, but I don't need a kavu chaymer for that, because I have a pasuk that tells you shlishi. So the kavu chaymer we do away with dayoy must be telling you that it's going to be a problem even for a vi by kodesh, as the Gemara brings shlishi min ha-Torah. Where do we find that? For kachim, we already know from the pasuk that that's going to be a halacha of tuma of a level shlishi min ha-Torah by kachim. This is like it says the pasuk of Yikra. It says v'habaser, that the meat of kachim ashiyge that will touch and continue on top of your testament alf bechol tamei, in anything that's tamei lo yeochel, cannot be eaten. Now mi lo yaskinon tinaga b'sheni. when it says in anything that's tame, obviously refers to even something that's a sheni, because a sheni is called tame, as the pasuk says, kol asher b'toichi yitma, the pasuk that talks about the source of a kli cheres, when it says that the sheretz is there in the ear space, that's the avatama, the kli cheres becomes the rishon, and then it says whatever is inside of it, all the food items are going to become tame, those are sheni. So you see that's called yitma, it's called tame, and therefore, obviously, that if it's being metame other things, that the tumah of shlishi is min hatayra. And that's for everything, definitely for kachim, and therefore, revi'i mikavachem mikadabin. Then that's why it must be that the kavachem that is in place must be teaching you even more than love min adin leis kenidin, because since or else it would, you wouldn't need the kavachem, so you do away with dayoy, and that's the source to tell us that there is a level revi'i of kaidish. Now, from this, you learn that from Reb Yosi that a shlishi it applies to chuma, but not to revi'i, and revi'i applies to kaidish, but not a chamishi. Now, you have to say that he does not hold like Rabbi Kiva's halacha, that a sheni makes a shlisha by chulin, and that he does not make the drasha of yitmu yitamei, as the Gemara had ended off, which was the statement of Rava, which is what the Gemara is coming to explain now. Where do we find that Rabbi Yosi does not hold like the halacha of Rabbi Kiva of sheni making a shlisha by chulin, and that the whole drasha we had said in the previous daf of Rabbi Yosi being like his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva was in his Rebbe's interpretation based on that would be that you would say the same regarding mashkin, but he himself does not hold to that. And the reason is, the proof of it is, because if he solka daitach savu Rebbe Kiva, if you would think that he holds like his Rebbe Kiva, that a sheni makes a shlisha by chulin, then nisni nami revi'i b'truma, then we should say even more, we should say to increase that a truma could even be revi'i from a kavachemah from tvul yom that we mentioned before, that we said just like we found by tvul yom, that's permitted by chulin, but still it's possible by truma. So a shlishi, again based on Rebbe Kiva's interpretation, that is possible by chulin, definitely, wouldn't you say that it would make a revi'i by truma? And now you wouldn't be able to say dayoy, because if that would be the case, then the whole kavachayma would be out, because regarding a shlishi of truma that we learn out from the pasig, just like we learn out the shlishi by chulin. And then that would provide the revi'i by kavachayma. As we said before, there is no dayoy, because shlishi is already learned out from the pasig, as we said, that it says yitmi yitame, that the sheni of kikar could go ahead and convey one more time. That means the third could be tuma even by chulin. Now, this that we learn out of a kavachem from Tfol Yom obviously has to be telling you revi'i by truma if you hold shlishi by chulin, because or else you don't need a kavachem, and that's why we would undo the daya. And similarly, v'chamisha b'kaidish, we should say also that there could be a fifth level of kachim, a kavachem from mechusik kibbutz, which was what we mentioned before, that it, like mechusik kibbutz, it's mutar by truma, but it's also by kachim, and therefore, regarding a revi'i, which is going to be also by truma, definitely it's going to be also by kachim. Therefore, what's the kavachem good for? Not for fourth level, because that we already know from where we know truma. So it must be telling us to tell us a fifth level of kachim. And therefore, yeah, what you have to say is that obviously Rabbi Yosi did not hold of Rabbi Kiva's halacha of a sheni making a shlisha by chulin, because if that would be the case, everything would be moved up one more notch. As we said, the kavachemas only apply when you're teaching us something we would not have known without the kavachemah. And if it would undo it, then we don't say daya, and we would learn it anyway, more than what the source is. And therefore, it should be one step up for truma to making it a revi, and one step up for hektish to make the chamishi, and from the fact that it doesn't say that. It basically only says, because a revi b'kodesh, and truma is only a shlishi, must be because the only level that we get for chulin is only sheni and not shlishi, and that's because the whole drush that we mentioned in the previous daf, yitmi tameh, Rabbi Yosi does not actually agree to, and he does himself does not hold the mashkin to be metame other things min ha-tayra. It was only in the interpretation of his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So that's fine, that this is the source for Rabbi's understanding that Rabbi Yosi does not hold the Rabbi Kiva. But El Rabbi Kiva, Leisovak Rabbi Yosi min Olon, how do we know the other way around? How do we know that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yosi's halacha, this Kavo Chaymer that we just said, of saying Revi Bakoidish from Kavo Chaymer? Maybe Rabbi Kiva does hold of that Kavo Chaymer of Rabbi Yosi from Mechusik Gipurim. And in a Hanami, that he would say, based on that Kavachayma, that yes, Truma would be Revi, and Hektesh would be Chamishi. How do we know that's not the case? On that, Omalei Rav Kana responded to him, that if you thought that there was somebody that argues on this, and says that there's a level 5 by Hektesh, but the loyalish Tame Tane Velisni, we would not find anywhere a Tana that would go out and say this Chiddush, that Revi b'Truma v'Chamisha b'Kodesh, that you want to know something? Truma could even be Revi, and Kodesh could even be a level 5 Tuma. We don't find anywhere someone that says this, that we would ask and say, oh, who is this? And say, oh, the name Rabbi Kiva, and to say, oh, you know who this is? This is Rabbi Kiva. No one ever says this. Obviously, Rabbi Kiva does not hold to the Kavachayim of Rabbi Yosi. Because if he held of it, someone somewhere would have said this opinion. We would have said that, you know who that is, Rabbi Akiva. Now, what's the reason he doesn't hold of the Kal v'chomer Rabbi Yisi? So Rashi brings, because what's called the Pircha of the Dor Achrin, which the Gemara Masechta Sota and Chav Zayin Mabeis says, that eventually he's going to come, a later generation, they're going to be metaher the Shlishi by Truma. That we are metama now based on the Kal v'chomer from Tful Yom, as we had explained. And because the Dor Achrin is going to ask the following question. They're going to say, you can't learn the Kal v'chomer from Tful Yom. Because a Tful Yom, although on some level it's like a Sheni that it makes Shlishi, but essentially it's an Avatuma. He immersed in the mikveh, it was an Avatuma, it could be a Zav or whatever, it could be something that was Avatuma and then immersed, so it's a little weaker. So yes, it only creates on that level like a Shlishi, but it essentially it's Avatuma. And therefore you can't learn from the Kal v'chomer to say the Truma would be a Shlishi, and that's where Rabbi Akiva would hold that there is a Shlishi by Chulin. However, that would still not say that there's any greater level for Truma to say a Kal v'chomer from Tful Yom because of this question that the Dor Acharon asks. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is concluding now to say, we have a source, Rabbi Yisi is not like Rabbi Akiva, and from the fact that nobody says anything to say a Revi by Truma and a Chamisha by Hekdesh must be the Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Yisi. But then the Gemara asks, we're going to rely on just this, what you just said, because we don't find anywhere a Tana that we're going to say that now for sure we know that Rabbi Akiva does not hold the Kal v'chomer. How do we know? Maybe it's just not written anywhere, but maybe he agreed to the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yisi and he held that there would be a Revi by Truma and a Hekdesh by Chamisha. So the Gemara says that Nofig Ravashi went out, Beitem Rav Kana, some say Rav Kana, Dak Vashkach, he checked and he found. He found explicitly that Rabbi Akiva holds that Hekdesh only becomes a Ravi and not a Chamishi, and therefore it's obvious that he did not hold the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yisi, because if it was, he would say even the Chamishi by Hekdesh. Because Hadidnan, we learned in the following Mishnah, Masechtas Chagiga, Hakli Mitzarif es Masha B'toicha, the vessel joins together everything that's inside of it. For example, if there's a long trough, and that inside of it, there's food items of Hekdesh on one side and food items of Hekdesh on the other side. And they're not touching each other. But the tummy touches the food items on one side and it doesn't touch the vessel. So the food items, even midrabanan, cannot be metamidically because it doesn't work on that hierarchy. Food items cannot be metamidically. Yet in spite of that, the halacha is that the food items on the other side is tummy. How so? Because of the halacha that the keli, by virtue of being in the same vessel, that joins it together and view it as if it's one. And if one side gets tameh, even though it can't even go through the keli, how's it transmitting? It's not touching each other. Still, all of them are going to become tameh. That's lekodesh avolig l'truma. That's for things of hekdesh, but not for truma. And the Mishnah continues, v'harvi b'kodesh pasul. A level 4 of tumah applies to hekdesh to create a psul. V'hashlishi b'truma, and the most it goes b'truma, is a level 3. Now, so that's that Mishnah, which says clearly that it goes only up until the Revi. That me'edusai, that based on the testimony shel Rabbi Akiva nishis Mishnah Zu, will prove to you that it's based on Rabbi Akiva's opinion mentioned elsewhere, that's the source of this Mishnah, and therefore, or hence we find that this Mishnah says clearly, in Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that Hekdesh only goes up to Revi. The Tanya and the right gear says, it's not like we learned the Mishnah, which the Mishnah Masechtas Idyas. There's Hoysev Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on, based on his testimony, he said the following addition. He said, Hasoilis, the fine flour, Vakatorius, and the incense, Valavoina, and the frankincense, Vakacholim, and the colts. Now, although these last two items, they're not really food items, and therefore, how does it apply to what's called Tumas Eichlin? There's something called Chibas Kodesh, which is the endearment of things of Hekdesh, which create a Hechsher for them and considers it as if it's a food item, as the Gemara Perakol Shah and the Flamahayim and Alpha explains. So regarding all these items, it says, She'imnoga Tful Yom B'miktsasen, if a Tful Yom, that's somebody that immersed in the mikvah, but he didn't have hair of Shemesh yet, didn't have nightfall, that touches part of them. Pasla Skul Na'alach is their entirety is invalid. So what do you see? You see that the kli, the vessel, joins them together, whatever's inside of it. As Rashi explains, because it was based on the fact that since the particles are touching each other, now although one coal is touching the other coal, but then would the other coal go ahead and be in time with the other coal? But then every time each coal would touch the other one, it would go a level 6, a level 7, up until 100. And therefore, that can't be, because then it wouldn't go and be metame that far. So it must be because they're just in one keli, that the keli metzavdim joins them together into one thing. Now, from that testimony, is where our Mishnah Masechtas Chagig was based on, that a vessel could join the things together. And we learned explicitly in the Mishnah Chagigah that revi'in, a level 4 becomes possible by Kodesh. So obviously you see from Rabbi Akiva that he holds Chamishi Loi, that Hekdesh would not become a Chamishi, again clearly indicating that he does not hold of the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yitzchak, because if he did, then since based on his opinion of Shlisha Bechulin, would provide the Kal v'chomers of Tefillah Yomim and Chutz Kippurim to take Truma and Hekdesh one more level up. And Shlishian, from the fact that it says that by Truma it was a Shlishi that it could become, but Revi Yilai, but not a Revi. So again, clearly we find Rabbi Akiva does not hold the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yitzchak. That's where the Gemara concludes this statement of Rava to resolve what he had said, that Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara says, Alma, we see, and this is an independent statement, that from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that from the testimony of Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah Maseches Chagiga was learned, obviously you see that Ksava Rabbi Yochanan holds Tziruf, the joining together of a vessel of Hekdesh, that we were said regarding the different levels, the milas that Hekdesh has over other things, because you don't say this by anything else if they're not even touching, just because they're in one vessel that we see it as connected, and as if one part becomes tummy, the other part becomes tummy. That this halacha is not a deraisa, it's not min hatayah. Upliga, and that he obviously he's arguing, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is arguing Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chanan's halacha. And that is, and we see this, where do we see this, that obviously he holds that's midrap on them, because coals and frankincense are not things that are mekabel tumah min daraisa, they're all mekabel tumah min drabbanan. And that's in spite of the fact that the Gemara says elsewhere they have a habasar, the meat, that lashon comes to include firewood and frankincense, that the Gemara over there says in Perkol Shah that that's a maila min drabbanan. And therefore, essentially, these things are all mekabel tumah min drabbanan. And if Rabbi Yochanan is saying this halacha on the Gecheles and on the Levainas, obviously that although these things are Tumah Drabbanan, that obviously if we're applying it there too, that it must be the Halach of Tziruv is Rabbinic Halacha. And if that's the case, he's obviously arguing Rabbi Chanan. The Amat Tziruv Dereis, Rabbi Chanan says that no, this Halacha is a Dereis of the Halacha. We can learn that from the Torah, that regarding Kadshim, we view them as one just because they're joined together in one vessel. Like I said, the passing by Midbar, it says Kaf Achas, one ladle, which that's is a, it's the pasuk there is talking about regarding the ketores, which are items of hektish, that it says asar zav, that if it's 10, that was worth 10 golden coins, meleya ketores, that it was filled up with ketores. So what do you see? Hakasav asar kol mashabekaf achas. The Torah made everything inside the ladle as one, because that says kaf achas, one ladle, that everything there is one. So therefore, we have a source in the Torah to say Tziruv is Deraisa. That's Rav Chanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, who was comparing it to the halachas of Ketores and Gechalim, obviously, with those two as all midrabanan, that he held the halacha of Tziruv is only midrabanan. Now, related to this, that we had mentioned the halacha of Rabbi Kiva from the Mishnah in Idyas, the Gemara continues with another Mishnah in Idyas. It's not Hossein, we're into with a Masechtas Idyat. Amachat shenimtzis bebasar, regarding a needle that's found in the meat of a carbon of kachin, shahasakin, that the knife touched that, v'hayidayim, and the hands of the kohen touched it, tahiris, those things, the knife and the hand, will remain tahar. However, v'habasar tummy, the meat will be tummy. The Gemara later on will explain this needle, what type of tummy is it that it's applying to it, that it's going to be tummy the basar, but it will not be tummy the hands of the kohen and the knife that's touching it. Nimtzis the perish, if it's found in the waste, then hakol tar, everything is tar. Now, related to this, the Gemara says that Amr Bekir, Rabbi Kiva said, Zachinu, we merited she'ein tumi sidayim b'mikdash, that there is no tumah of the hands in the base of mikdash. And that is, we continue on tumah beis, that is this, it's a merit and it's a favor and there's gain and there's rectification for us regarding the loss of kachim that we don't have. What does it mean there's no tumah sidayim? The gzera of stam yidayim, which is that just hands that we don't know about their tara status, we give it a halach of sheni, tumah. In the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't say that the hands could become tummy from things that are not metame the person. And that is, there are things that can metame a person. That obviously happens in the Beis HaMikdash. But regarding hands, that does not apply, because as the Gemara later on will explain, that this macha, this needle, was a hadas type of a tumah that will not convey tumah to the person. However, if it was outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it would be metami the person's hands with just even the slightest tumah, because even stam yadayim that you don't know about become tumah out of the Beis HaMikdash because of the yadayim askonias hand, because the hands are constantly moving, you don't know where to touch. So the Rabbanan gave it a level sheni of tumah. And therefore, he was saying that this is, it's a schus for us that we don't have the tumah sidayim, because although we're saying that this tumah of the machat will not convey tumah to the kayin, However, what's included in that is that it won't give tumah to the yadayim. That's only based on because in the Beis Hamikdash we did not apply the gezer of yadayim, and that's good because now there won't be losses for kachim because the hands will become tumah, which will touch hektish items, which they will become, they will cause losses for hektish. So he's exclaiming that this was a big schus for us. So the Gemara asks, but v'neimah, let him also say that we merited she'ein tumah yadayim v'kelim b'mikdash. Why did he stop halfway? What we said over there in the Mishnah that in Masechtas Idyos was saying that two things are tahar from the machat. The meat will become tummy, but the kohen's hands and the vessel, the knife that touches it, is going to be tahar. Why did he exclude that? Why didn't he mention that tumas midrabanan regarding things that are not mitam min ha-tayra, that although regarding chulin the rabbanan made gezeris on it regarding tumah. Although when they rise to the Torah, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos regarding the 18 things, that the food items and the vessels that became tummy from beverages, that those things will become tummy and they'll get a halacha of a sheni. Yet here we say clearly that the knife is tar. So why didn't he say zekinu on that also, that we merited that not only that the hands don't become tummy, but one of those 18 things are also that kalim that become tummy out of the base of Mikdash. Here we're saying we didn't make that gezer, so include that too. Avet Amar Yehuda Marav, Veitim at some say, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Yidayim koidim gezeris kalim nishnum. The tumah status of creating a sheni of this gezer drabanan on the hands was instituted before the tumah of vessels to become tumah midrabanan. Therefore, when this testimony was said that the hands and the vessel will not become tummy, and that is what he claims zakina, we merited, that was before the Chum even made the gzeira on the Tumas Kelim and Rabban. Therefore, he couldn't have said zakinu that we don't have the Tumas Kelim and Mikdash, which is rabbinic gzeira on some times of the Yutches Dover, to have it become a sheni, because at that time, there was no such gzeira. It was only at the time when the Tumas Yidayim was there, and he says, oh, we were zaycha that we didn't have that in the Beis HaMikdash. And that the Gemara asks, but Amar Rava said, both of them, the Tumah Yadayim and the Tumah Kelim, were both on the same day, which is on the day when they went into the upper story of Hanani ben Chizkiah ben Garin, and Masechta Shabbos is brought down the Mishnah that said that these things are going to invalidate Truma. Because since they're a Sheni, and we can make a Truma into a Shlishi, did not like we learned the Mishnah Masechta Zavim, that these are the things, are some of the things that are Metame Truma Midrabonim. They are ha-sefer, the sefer, and there the Gemara explains the reason is because of the protection of the svarim, because people used to put their svarim next to the truma. They said, oh, this is holy, let's put it together. And then the mice would come to the truma because they're food items, and it would create a problem for the svarim. So they said that if the sefer touches truma, it's going to be metamid. Similarly, v'hayadayim, even regular hands, if we don't know if what it touched or not, and therefore if it touches truma without netilas yadayim, it's going to be metamid those truma. The Hatful Yoim, and somebody that immersed that day from his tumah, but he didn't have sundown yet, which the Gemara there asks, what do you mean? Tful Yoim is the Raisa Halacha, and the Gemara says, you're right, delete the Halacha of Tful Yoim, and it inserted something else to be there from the 18 things. The Ha'oichlin of food items, the Ha'kelim, and the vessels, Shenitmu B'mashkim, that became tummy from beverages, because although Minatari, that's not possible for Mashkin to be Mitami, the Kelim, but Midrabanon, they included that. So, but we see that these were in the same day. So you see, Yedayim and Kelim were from the Yotchez Davar, and they were on the same day, and therefore you cannot give this teretz that the Gemara just gave, that, oh, he only said Zechino on the Yedayim, because at that point in time, the Tumah of Yadayim was introduced, but not did the Tumah of Kelim. We see that they're introduced at the same time, and if he says we merited not to have it in the Beis HaMikdash by Yadayim, he should have said the same thing regarding Kelim. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says that you're right. Of course, there was at that time already Gzeira on vessels Midrabanan, that it would become tummy from beverages, from Mashkin. However, here we're talking about that there is no Mashkin. However, Hanach L'Tumah Sakin, he was saying, leave the Tumah of Sakin, the Afila B'chulin. Because even regarding chulin, which we're not concerned about the loss of them, it's only regarding kachim that we're concerned that we don't institute certain gezeris of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, that nami lo mitame. Either way, it would not be tumah. That is, it doesn't apply to have tumah by the knife at all. So don't say we were zeicha, that the tumah of kalim, that generally there, if it touches mashkin, is not going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because here in this case, in this scenario, there is no way for the knife anyways to become tumah, so there's no zechino. It wouldn't have been tumah even if it was chulin. As the Gemara explains, Hai Sakin de Noga B'mai. This knife, what could have touched already that would have made it Tamei that you would think it's only because of we were Zeichet? It's not true. Ilema de Noga B'basar, if you would think because it touched the meat, which is Tamei, Ha'enoich Matamikli, a food item cannot be Matamikli. Ve'el de Noga B'machet, so what are you going to say that it touched the needle itself? But Ve'ho'en Kli, but it's not possible for a Kli that's not an Avatoma to be metame kli, to metame another vessel, even midrabanan. And the Chacham did not make a gzer drabanan of tumah on the vessels, only that it should become tummy from mashkin. That's only because of the liquids of a zav and a zava. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that it's not possible to have a zechinu. You're asking that he should have said, oh, zechinu, not only that the yadayim, but even the kelim. There is no feasibility to have even had tumah by the knife, because no matter what it touches, it would not have made a tumah on the knife. Again, the buster, which is oichel, cannot be metame the kelim. And the machar itself, which is a keli, cannot have been metame the keli. It's only by beverages, which in this case there was no beverages, that can metame based on the concern that we might come to do a leniency even by the beverage, the liquid of a zava and a zava, which that would be a problem because that's a avatoma. And that's why we're going to be mashkin, but therefore in this case there is no applicability, and that's why he only says zechinu on the adayim. But now the Gemara asks, b'chlal, in general. So, hai macha, this needle, my avidite, what is its purpose in the sense of how is it being metame the buster? Good. So, we said that the knife has no way of becoming tame. And regarding yadayim, we said that doesn't become tame because that's only gzeir drabbanan on something very slight like the needle, as we're going to explain that it's not something that can metame the person, and therefore maybe out of the Beis HaMikdash would become tame, but in the Beis HaMikdash, because of Hefzer Kachim, we did not create that gzeir drabbanan of yadayim regarding this case. But how is it being metame the buster? What type of tumah is there on this needle? E name is safek machat. If you're going to say because it's a needle that there's doubt regarding, we don't know if it's tame or it's tar. We don't know whose it is, and based on that concern that maybe it's tame, that's why it's being metame the buster of the carbon of the kachim. But va'ima Rebbe Lazav, Rebbe Yisi, Rebbe Chanina, there were these two statements, these two amiram that said, Chadama one said, Loi gazra safik haroikin sheb Yerushalayim. One said that we don't make a gzeira on the doubtful spittle that we found in Yerushalayim. If we find saliva on the ground, we don't say that maybe it's from a zav or a nida, and that is because the spit of these individuals are avatama to be metami people, as it says in the pasuk of Chiyara Kazav. That's considered an avatama. In Yerushalayim, we do not concern ourselves to say maybe it's from these ones who are avatama, and we're going to say it's tahar. The Chadama once says, which is the opinion that we're using, Le'gazru al Safik HaKelim Shebishalayim, we did not make Gzeira regarding doubtful utensils that you find in Yerushalayim to say that maybe there's a Tumah, and therefore, this is in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in Yerushalayim, this needle, and therefore, what is the problem? This Machat, how is it conveying Tumah to the Basar? What is it? If it's a doubtful case, but we said clearly from the Zamaram that doubtful Kalim are Tar in Yerushalayim. So how is it being Matame the piece of meat? So Amar Yehuda Marav, we're talking about a certain case where a needle that was tamei mace got lost, which that was an avhat tumah, and in other words, a person that touched a mace, that touched an avi avos tumah corpse, he becomes a tamei mace, he becomes an avhat tumah. Now, the needle that he touches is an avhat tumah because of, like the pasuk says, that we learn out the cherev harik echal, that the sword, the piece of metal that touches a avatoma or the mess gets the same level of tuma. So that needle was lost, the kira babasir, and it was found, it was recognized in the piece of meat. So you have an avatoma here that's going to transmit tuma to the piece of meat. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case, then why is it that the knife and the hands are tar? What do you mean? Even the body of the coin should be tame, and he should require tvila and harav shemesh min hatayra. This is an avatum over here, so that should be a problem for the yadayim and for the knife, which we said it's not. So the Gemara will address that momentarily. Another teretz the Gemara brings is Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Avinamar. He says that in truth we're talking about a safik machat, a doubtful needle. But then the question was, but we said all doubtful needles in Yerushalayim, we say that they have a chazak of tahara. So why are we saying that out of doubt it's going to be tame the piece of meat? We're talking about a cow that was muzzled. And it was coming from out of Yerushalayim. And that is for sure the needle that was found inside the animal. It definitely came from out of Yerushalayim, because it didn't swallow it from when it came into Yerushalayim, because it was muzzled before it even came into Yerushalayim. Therefore, that's a suffix of Kalim, of other places, where the halach is that suffix would be Tameh, and that's why this needle would go ahead and create Tumah regarding the meat. So now the Gemara goes back to these two statements that were mentioned before. Gufa. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina. Chadama once said, Loi gazra, safik ha-reikin, we did not create a gzeira to say that it's going to be tame regarding the doubtful spit, the saliva that's found, Shabbi Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Chadama, Loi gazru al safik ha-kim, Shabbi Yerushalayim. One says that we did not make a gzeira regarding that it should be considered tuma on doubtful kim that are found in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara asks, on both these amoralic statements, Reikin Tanina and Kalim Tanina. We learned this halacha of the spittle explicitly in the Tanoik statement, and we learned the same thing regarding the vessels. What are these Amorim teaching? It's explicitly Torah by Tanam, as the Gemara proves. Reikin Tanina, regarding spit, we learned already that now, like we learned in the Mishnah Masech Lishkalim, it says, Kala Reikin Hanem Tzam B'Yushalayim Tahirin, all the saliva, all the spit that's found in Yushalayim on the floor, are considered tar. Chutz Mishal Shukha Elyon, except for the upper marketplace, because that's where the Tameim would hang out, because they didn't want to be Metame, all the people that were tar. And then we see clearly that any Reik that's found in Yerushalayim is tar. So what is this Amora adding? Another thing where it says Loit Tzricha. What the Amora had to add that we would not have known from the Mishnah Shkolim is Avagav the Ischazik Zav. Although that it was established the presence of a Zav, that we saw this Zav walking through the marketplace in Yerushalayim where the spit was found, that is what the Amora is teaching, that in spite of that, we're not Geizer. And that much we would not have known from the Mishnah. We would think that maybe it's only if the Zav did not walk through, but if we walked through, then maybe we would be Mesupik, then maybe it's from him and say that's Tameh. That's what that Amora had to teach. Then the Gemara continues, but Kalim Tanina, we learned that also explicitly from the Mishnah, that the Kalim are considered Tahar if they found Yerushalayim, even though they're doubtful. It's not like we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim. It says, Kol HaKalim HaNimtzam BeYerushalayim. Any vessel that's found in Yerushalayim, so it depends. Derech Yeridu LeBeis HaTfilah, if it's found on the way down to the place of where the mikveh is, where it's immersed, and people would generally come up from the mikveh in a different route, so those that are found on the way down, there the Mishnah says Tmein, that they have a halacha of tumah, because what's it doing there? Obviously they were tameh, and you wanted to immerse them, and they fell on your way down, because this is the route going down to the mikvah. So the inference is, hada'ama tahirin, but if it's not found just on the route going down to the mikvah, if it's found somewhere else just open in the marketplace in Yerushalayim, we would say that the chazaka would be that it would be tahar. So you already have a clear Mishnah that says this idea, that any suffolk keli in Yerushalayim would be considered tahar, so what's the Amara adding on? I'll have to get more answers, wait. According to your deek, your inference that you're making, look at the end of the Mishnah. It says, Derech Aliyah Tahirin, on the route going up, which is from the way back of the mikveh, if we found the keli over there, that there's going to be tar, because they obviously know that it was immersed. So then, but the question is, the inference is, Hadama Tmein. That inference would be, oh, that sounds like only on the way up, when you know it's coming from the mikveh that's tar. But if you found it generally somewhere else, then you would say it's Tameh. And therefore, you can't learn from this Mishnah either way, because you can make an inference from the Reisha, and you can make an inference to the opposite from the Seifa. Ella, rather, what the Amiram that were telling us, that were not Geizer on the Suffolk Kalim and Yerushalayim, what they were teaching us was actually this idea to tell you that Reisha Dafka, since you wouldn't know from the Mishnah either way, because the D can go both ways, this Amir was teaching you that the Reisha is the primary one, that says that when you're going down, that's if you find the Kali there, that's going to be Tameh. But if you find it in the rest of the city, that's going to be tar. And that is, but the Seifa, when the Seifa says that when it's coming up, that's where it's tar, that was Lav Dafka. That was not necessarily exact, precisely to be Medayik, but that the whole rest of the city would be Tameh. Rather, that Deik is coming to teach you a different halacha. Falafuki Gazyasa, and that's coming to exclude these narrow alleyways, which were near the place of where they were, the route going down and the route going up. And sometimes people would go down through those alleyways, and sometimes they would come up in those same alleyways. That's when there's a lot of traffic, so there's a road going down, a road going up. But there was these narrow alleyways in between that sometimes people would go up and down on them. Those narrow alleyways, their suffix are Tameh, because originally these vessels in that area are Tameh. Now, we're not sure, did they fall when they were going down? Did they fall when they're coming up? But on some level, they had definitely a tumah. We're just not sure, did they have a tahara after that? So misafik, we don't say that we'll remove it from the tumah that it had. And that's what we're excluding from the sefer, that if it was coming up, then it's tar, but on the narrow alleyway, it's going to be tumah. However, regarding other kalim in Yerushalayim, just somewhere out in the open, where there's a doubt, bechlal, if it ever acquired tumah in the first place, or whether or not. On those cases, we say we're not going to be geizer tameh from suffering, and therefore there's not a difficulty on these two Amorahic statements, although they're mentioned already in Mishnayis, they were chedushim that had to be taught by the Amorim that we'd not have known from the Mishnah. Another Gemara goes back to the discussion that was mentioned before regarding the tumah of basar from the machad, which the Gemara asked, what is this tumah by the machad that's being metame the basar? That Rav had said, or the Rav, the Amakor, the Rav that said, that the reason why the basar becomes tameh again is because it touched something. We're talking about that there was a needle that was lost, that was a tamei mace, that had touched a tamei mace, which vehikir babasar, and was found in the meat. Now, kivin de amamar, since, as we had mentioned in the previous sugya, bachalal cherev, it says in the pasuk that the one that was slain through the sword, Therefore, we find that there's an equation between the slain and the sword to tell you, Cherev Arei Kechalal, that the sword has the halachic status as the slain one. And now this needle touched the Tmei Mace, which is an avatum. And therefore, the needle itself becomes an avatum. And again, this was the explanation of Rav, that he said that that's why the meat becomes tummy. That was what the Gemara's question was, and the Gemara gave that answer from Rav. That we lost it and we found it in the meat. So we're definitely going to say that this is that needle, which is an avatum, and it's going to convey tumma to the baser. Now the Gemara's question is, as we had mentioned earlier, that so then why is it that the knife and the hand are tahar? What do you mean? Adam Mikhail Namu Tami. The person and the vessel should also become tummy. Because every avatuma could be metame, Adam, people, and Kalim, and vessels. Whether it be a kli to be metame another kli, whether it be an Adam be metame another Adam, whether it be an Adam a kli or a kli an Adam, as it says in the Sifri in Parshas Chukas, that an avatuma can be metame any Adam Mikhail, no matter what the Adam is. And therefore the question is, if that's the case, the way Rav had said, to explain why the baser becomes tummy, because we're talking about a baser that's touching a machat, that was a Tamei Meis, so then that should include, which we say not only that, we say that the Yidayim and the Sakan are Tar, why? They all should be Tamei. That Amar Ravashi, Zayse Meres, what you have to conclude is that Azara Rishus HaRavmi, the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, had a status regarding the Halachas of Tumah like a public domain. And therefore, this person and this knife, which we're not sure if they touched the needle, or if they did not touch the needle, therefore, v'havile safik tuma b'shus harabim, since all the masses of people come to the Azar, we consider it like a rishus harabim. And since we do, this is considered like when, if we're not sure if the person and the knife touched the machat, it's a safik of tuma b'shus harabim. V'chal safik tuma b'shus harabim sveikai tar. And any safik of tuma in rishus harabim is going to have halacha that is going to be tar, and that's why the Adam and the Kelim are going to be tar, because although it's a full-fledged tuma, and the piece of meat definitely becomes tummy because it's touching the meat. So therefore, you have an avatama touching, it's going to be tummy. But the person and the knife, which we're not sure if it touched it, it's a suffik tumma, birshus haram, that's what the Zara is going to be tahar. As Rashi brings that, every suffik tumma is learnt out from the halachas of saita, which there it says the sources of the halacha of tumma, and that it's just like a saita is in rishus haram, because essentially what a saita means is that a woman was secluded with another man. It has to be in a private area. And so therefore, regarding that type of suffix, we say that there's a loch of tumah. So to all suffix tumas in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the suffix is going to be considered tumah. And that's what the halacha again applies to the halachas of the Adam and the Kalim, which in this case is specifically the hands of the Kayin and the knife that's by the animal. This the Gemara asks, the inference is, Harbashusa Yachid, you're right, this was in the Azara, and that's why you're saying that the Yadayim and the Sakin are going to be tar. It's only the meat that definitely touches is going to be tumah. But it sounds like if it was in the private domain, that's Sveikai Tamehu. That then the suffix, this doubt, if it touched it now, would be considered Tameh. Mechdi, but let's see. Hai Machat, Davar Sheim Bedas Li Shailhu. This needle is something that cannot be asked if it what was touched or what was not touching. Now, Chal Davar Sheim Bedas Li Shail, any item that does not have the knowledge to be asked, that halacha is b'mishras harabim, b'mishras hayachid, whether it is in the public domain or in the private domain, sveikai tahar. The suffix is tar, as we said before, that the halachas of tumah are learned out from saita. Now, just like we learned out by saita that there's a difference between shas hayachid and shas harabim, so too we learn from saita, a saita, the woman herself, has knowledge to ask her if she became tummy or not. So too, regarding the halachas of suffix tumah, we learn out that it has to be something that could be inquired of. For example, if let's say a person is not sure if it touched a sheretz or didn't touch a sheretz, where there is knowledge that you could ask him if he touched or not, and if he doesn't know, then that suffix is going to be tamer. However, the question over here is, here we have, the machat itself is something that cannot be asked. And therefore, why do we say that the only reason why is because in the Azaritz or Shas Haram, that's why the Yadayim of the Kohen and the Sakan are going to be Tahar, but it sounds like if it was in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they would be Tameh, but that's not true. Because even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's still going to be Tahar, because the only reason it's Tameh is because like Saita, and Saita is something that could be asked, and this cannot be asked. And therefore, since this is the source of the Tumah, just like by Saita, it has to be something that can be asked, and if it's not, it's going to be Tahar, even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so why are we saying it's only because of Rosh Hashanah Rab? That the Gemara answers, Mishum Da'ab Safik Tumah Havo B'di Adam. Because on some level, it is like Davish Yesh B'das Lishal. How so? Because this doubt of tumma came through the works of a person. And that is, if a person was involved with these things, and if he touched the knife to the needle, how did the knife touch the needle? Through a person that was manipulating it. And therefore, if the Azara would have been the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Safik would be Tumah. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, it says, Safik Tumah haba b'dei adam, when there's a doubt of Tumah, that although that item does not have Dasi Shal, but it came through the mechanics of a person that could be asked, we continue on top of Chav Man Alev, then Nish'al Nalao, which there's two interpretations in Rashi. Either it means to say that we consider it something to be, that it's as if Yesh Bei Das Lishal, as if it is something that has Das, because although the item itself doesn't, but it was brought out through a person. Or another version in Rashi is that we would have to ask Bezin what would be the Halacha, which he holds that's the main interpretation, that because you would have to go to Bezin to say what's the Halacha, because again, that would be viable for the Halachas of Safik Tumah B'Shus Yachid, that it would be Tameh. And even more so, the Gemara concludes. Even a vessel that's on the ground, it's not even being manipulated by a person. In other words, even with this kli that's tahar, that now there's a suffix regarding its tumah, that it does not have das to be asked if did you become tummy or not, and there's not even a person that's being involved with it, manipulating it, taking back and forth in his hand. However, in spite of that, if a person was involved in the tumah, which he was carrying the sheretz in his hand, and now we're not sure if that touched the vessel or not, if it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that suffix would be Tumah, Kedava Sheyesh B'das Lishal. Exactly as if it were something that would have the das to be asked. And therefore, hence, that's what the Gemara is concluding, that the Adam Mekalim, that they're going to be Torahs only because the Azar is Rosh Hashanah. If it was Rosh Hashanah Yachid, although the element of the Tumah, the Machat, a needle, is not something that could be asked, but since it's Bo'al De Adam, and even if that, the Machat's not, which is the source of Tumah, that's not being touched, or whichever one, as long as there's a person involved in some level, whether it be in the thing that's becoming Tumah, as in the case by the knife that we're talking about, or even if he didn't touch the thing that's becoming Tumah, but he touched the source of the Tumah, either way, if he's involved, it would be considered like Dovish Shish B'das Lishal. And that concludes our discussion, which the Gemara has explained Rav, that regarding the piece of meat, the piece of meat is going to become Tumah, because that definitely touched the Machat. The Machat is a Tumah Meis, it's Chal Harik Kecherev, it has the exact Tumah as an Ava Tumah. However, regarding the hands and the knife, that we said it's considered on some level like a Suffolk Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. And also, since we don't say Stam Yidayim to be Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why that's not going to be a problem if it touched the Machat, because although regarding Stam Yidayim we would say it would become Tumah, even though it's a Suffolk, because in general Stam Yidayim become Tumah, but we don't say Stam Yidayim in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why that concludes that statement that this Machat will be Matam of the Basar, because it's an Avatumah, but it will not transmit Tumah to the Yidayim and to the Sakan, again, because it's talking about, it's in the Azara, that Suffolk Tumah, B'Shus HaRabim, is going to be Tar.